Tov. I've sent you Daf Makaris. It is today on Hakol Kaminaga Medina. It's an interesting sugya because it shows different approaches to what you would have thought is a simple Alan Gemara. Tov. So the start of the sugya is the Mishnah, the first Mishnah of Sohar. So Sohar is a poem. It's a Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. It says, "Asochor es apolim v'amarlem alashkim ulehariv makam shenagul shelo lehashkim shelo rav eino rashai lechufan." Some in a place where somebody was socher poalim. No, not umnim. Poalim means somebody who's paid by the day. He's paid for his time, not for his labor. Right. So he's socher poalim, right? And he told them that he wants them to get up a little bit earlier or to go home a little bit later. Meaning, he's asked them for more time for the same amount of work. If the minhag was that they would not work those longer hours, they wouldn't. If the minhag is against overtime, then he can't tell them to do it, right? Makam shenagul lazun yazun, right? If the minhag is that the employers feed them, he has to feed them. The sapik minzika yisapik. He's meant to give them a little bit of dessert. He has to do that too, right? Hakol keminhag hamedina. Everything like the minhag, right? The minhag is koveya. Whatever is the minhag, that's what he has to do. Right, we call this, in modern terms, workers' rights. Yeah? My sefer Rabbi Yechonon mem Matzia, she'amar liv lo yitzeiru schor l'napolem, alach ve'pasak lahem mezayin, so k'shepar yitzel ofim, amar lei b'ni afilu im ata roi, oizalem kisudas, shloimei b'shaitoi, lo yatzati yedei chayvasa imen, she'hein b'ni Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan ben Matya's son was sent to be socher poalim, and he did, and he told them that he made an agreement that he's going to give them food, and he said, even if you give them a su'udah like what Shlomo Melech used to eat, you're not giving them enough, because they are the children of Avraham Yitzchak, they are Melech ben Melech, they have to get lots of food, right? And we're not going to talk about that point too much. It says, "Ella ad shele yaschilu b'melachat seiva amor lehem al menas she'eni she'en lachem alai ella pasuk." He says, rather, when you go out to them, tell them before they start working, tell them you're working for me, but I'm only going to feed you basically piten chumos, right? That's what I'm feeding you, right? I'm not feeding you a full meal. Rabban Shimon leomar lehayat tarich leomar hakol keminag medina. Rashbag says, no, hakol keminag hamedina. And that, by the way, is the way we pass it.
Saying that you don't need to.
Yeah, there's no need to say that. No, it was understood.
But if it's not understood and you want to go against that, then you do have to stipulate.
Yes. You do have to stipulate in advance if you want to go against these agreements. Tov. There are sort of automatically a few questions come out of this. Firstly, right, there is a right to stipulate. The question is there a right to stipulate to reduce the workers' rights? Right? That's something we're going to see. Secondly, what is very noticeably absent from this Mishnah? We're going to be socher poalim. What should it talk about?
The actual wages.
Very good. Right? It's missing the question of how much you pay them. So is that also determined by Minhag HaMedina? Right? That's the second thing that we're going to have to talk about. The third thing is, bichlal, what is this comment? What does Hakol Minhag HaMedina mean? Right? Like, just what does it mean? What do the words mean? Right? So, in terms of the translation, it's simple. Whatever is the minhag in the place you are, that's what binds. But obviously, the question that we're going to ask, and the other questions we ask, are going to be dependents. What is the mechanism through which that works? So, fine. The Gemara talks about this in a few places, actually. The first one that we want to look at is on Daf Pei Hei. Daf Pei Hei on base. Think. Oh, wait, no. Sorry, my bad. Not there, it is. Sorry? Oh, yeah, I pay up on Daf. My bad, at the bottom, right? Hakol kaminag medina. The Gemara asks, Hakol leisuyimai. What do the words are called Kamina Gamedina come to teach us in this case? It says that Sui Basra de Nehigi Michra Chripsa or Mishta Anapka. So it comes to include a case where the minhag was to make some sort of sandwich, and to give them a nice a water bottle, basically. Even that's included in the minhag, meaning it's not just that he's meant to give them a meal, he's meant to give them a specific meal, if that's what the minhag is. Okay. The I amar lahu kadimu va'aisu lechu amru loy kol kaminach. And if he was to say to them, and we're gonna work with Rashi's Girsa for a moment, right? If he was to say to them, right, go out to the fields and I'll bring you the sandwich and the water bottle, he can't say that. They're allowed to hang around his house until he gives it to them.
But that's a stipulation.
What? I mean, they don't have to agree.
Is it because of the minhag everywhere?
No, he's saying in a place where the minhag is that he gives them a sandwich and a water bottle. Right.
And when he doesn't bring it out to the worker.
Yeah, and the minhag is not that he brings it to the field. The minhag is that they come to his house to get it, so they're allowed to say, we're not going to start working until you give it to us. Right, they're entitled to that. Right.
But he's always entitled to override them with a stipulation, yeah?
I'm sorry?
He's always entitled to override them with a stipulation. Just to say, I'm not following...
No, he can't stipulate against them. A price stipulation would have to be agreed upon.
As in before, he can always say.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the Gemara then says, "Maisa Rabbi Yochanan ben Matya she'amar liv no yitzei yaskor v'skoli maisa listor." Doesn't the story about Rabbi Yochanan ben Matya say the opposite? Doesn't it say there's no place where the minhag is to give people feasts like what kings eat, right? So the implication is that it's not Hakol Kaminag HaMedina, in which case it's a Mais Listor. We told a story, but the Torah story disproves the point in the Mishnah instead of demonstrating it or adding in dimensions. What's going on? So the answer was Chisurim Echzer Achitzani. Right? There's words missing from the Mishnah. The Mishnah should have had additional words. Right? Ve'im Pasak Lahen Ve'zainais Riba Lahen. And if he added, the minhag is that he's going to feed them. So if he said, and I'm going to feed you, he didn't mean the basic, because if he meant the basic meal, he wouldn't have to say it at all. It must be he's adding extras. And how much is he adding extra? Well, taka, a lot. So he needs to be careful. Right? Okay. That is the Gemara here. If you look at Rashi on Reba Lahem, at the top of Pevav on base. Reba Lahem, Yoser al HaMinhag. Right? He included more than was the minhag. The Chavin Deleit Sarich Lasnui Ve'asne. Mazoni Yasiralahu, he added. Right? The important bit here, right, Rashi's stressing the fact that he's adding to what they originally had, right? If you look at Tosfos, saying you have to work before breakfast, or maybe he's saying like what I said, that they have to go out into the field and I'll bring you the food. No, they can come to his house, right? Hayalam lacha, risa, napka, basis, about vice, kodim, shiasam lacha, vimaralem, altis, batlu, el alechu, ata, besadekos, manchaina, maichal, mzuman, vishama vilachem, ripsa, napka, vamile, loy, el ata, noichal, bevice, vechain, legirsa, rishona, yesh, lefarishkin. The Tosis is saying that the point is, the balabites can't come out and now say to them, do more work than what is the minhag. Right? The Gemara is coming to say that whatever work is required of them, al pi minhag HaMedina, they absolutely have to do. And they don't have to do more. Right? The Balabais can't require them to do more. Right? Even if it seems like something is very reasonable, right? He's saying, go out into the field and I'm going to bring you food. Right? That seems like you would have thought that's not a violation of the minhag HaMedina. The minhag HaMedina is that he's going to bring them food. Right, he's bringing them food. It's hardly meantime that they should work on the time that he's paying them. The answer is no. He can't ask them. Not only is it that he has to include whatever he said that he was giving them, he can't actually add more work in a way that even like on time that he's paying them, he can't ask them to do more work within that time. Yeah? Any questions? So Hakol Kaminag HaMedina, according to Tosfos, like I said, is Achor Yoter, workers' rights. I'm saying workers have rights. Right? Workers cannot be told to do more work. Okay. Now go to the Makara that I sent you. The first Makara I want to look at there, the Ramban at the top, it says Had the Amri Rabbanan Besokar as a Pol Ki Echad Ucheshnaim Mibnei Ha'ir Meshamnim Beneihem. Oh, sorry, should probably look at the Gemara he's commenting on first. My apologies. Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph towards the bottom. Ella, ad shelo yaschilu b'malacha, tzeiv amr lehem al nashna in lachem alai, ela pasu kitnis v'chulei, amr le rav acha, brei de rav Yosef le rav chista. Pas kitnis tatnan, oi pas v'knis kitnis tatnan, does the Mishnah saying that he should bring them a bread that's made from kitnis? It's saying bring the bread and kitnis. Okay. Amr le olim, tzricha vav, kimurdia delivrois? That one. No, let me again.
Do you need a valve like an
ore? Nachon, yeah. Do I need to spell everything out to you? Right? It's obvious that it doesn't mean bread made from kidneys. It means both. Okay. Rabban Shimon Gamal Amli Omer, Einoit Sarech Hakol Kamina Gamina. Hakola Suyimai. Same question. Why? What does Hakol? This is the second time it said Hakol Kamina Gamina, right? Amdina. So what coming to include? That so you had this nana so cross a pole of Amr Leke Echad Ucheshnaim Ibnei Ha'ir to come to teach us this rule. If somebody's socher a pole and he said, I'm going to pay you, remember, we said that payment wasn't mentioned, like somebody a pole from the city. So Noisin Leke Pachas Shebeschirus, then he should give him the lower end. Right? Divrei Rabbi Yeshua, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. Vechamim Rim, Esham Nin Beneihem. And Chachamim say, no, we take the average. Yeah? Right? So what does this have to do with Akol Kamina Gamedina? Says on that the Ramban, Ha de Amri Rabbanan Besoichor Asapol Ke Echor Shnaim Bnei Ha'ir Mishanim Bnei'em Shanim Bnei Dechol Ke Aigamna Lo Yamrin Ha Noiti Mechavera Lavaraya. Says the Ramban, Akol Kamina Gamedina means that there is no din here of Hamoiti Mechavera Lavaraya. You don't have to prove that there was an agreement between you, that they were, the poel doesn't have to prove that there was an agreement between them that he would not be paid the lowest possible wage. It's enough that he was hired at all, that he was going to be paid a medium wage.
What do you mean? We're not sure which one they were referring to.
Yeah.
So he's allowed to go for the highest value with absolute
income. Well, a higher than lower value at least, yeah.
With absolute income.
Yeah.
Even if it's equally the minhag ha'amdina as the lowest value.
That's what it sounds like.
Why?
So that it seems like something else. Like it seems like it like writes on a different plane. No, according to the first one, it's the other way. That's not the rights as far as the minhag ha'amdina is concerned, because minhag ha'amdina could say.
No, he's saying that there, if there are two people, right? He said, like you're going to pay like either this guy or that guy from the city, so we'll take the average between them. Because that's how we assess. It sounds like in the Ramban, that's how we assess Hakamina Gamadina. Right? The important bit is the second we're talking about something like this, meaning something like hiring people, we don't apply the rules of Hamosi Mechavera Lavaraya.
And for the first opinion, the other way around, that the worker can't be Hamosi Mechavera Lavaraya.
The opinion of Rabbi Shaw is that you do apply Hamosi Mechavera Lavaraya here, according to Ramban.
Why would you?
Because he's saying you take the lowest possible wage.
But so then it's. See,
yeah,
so that Hamotzi Mechavera
Lavaraya
that way around, that the worker can't take money off the employer.
Yeah, that's exactly what the Ramban's saying.
Yeah.
That Hamotzi Mechavera Lavaraya doesn't apply here.
Yeah, either way around.
Yeah, and there's no relevance to the rule called Hamotzi. I mean, the worker is Hamotzi from the employer, but yeah.
But how does that relate to the rule of Hakol Kamina Gamedina? Is that just a problem?
Hakol Kamina Gamedina means that we don't apply Hamotzi Mechavera Lavaraya. Hakol Maminak Damidina means that I don't care what they agreed, or rather, I don't need to prove what they agreed, I can basically assume it. Without proof.
Based on what?
The Minak.
But I thought we said we're not sure which one, isn't it? We're not sure whether we're taking the average or the lowest.
No, Rabbi Yeshua says you take the lowest.
Yeah.
Right? And then the Chachamim say you take the average.
Because
that opinion is, the Ramban says, Minak Medina, so we don't say Hamotzi Mechavera Lavaraya. Right, so in other words, the point of Hakol Kamina Gamedina is that it means that normal dinei mamonos don't apply. Right, I don't have to prove that someone owes me money. It's not. We'll assume. right? The shoe is on the other foot. The balabais is going to have to prove that he owes him less. Right. The Ritva says mamash the opposite. The chamim rim mishamnim beinehem kloimar shenoisin schar ha beinoniim v'katrei beinoniim agimol noisin minam. So the Ritva says you take the middle position, right? You take whatever. There's a range of things that are ways that people are paid in the city. You take the middle wage. Right. So, and in Yerushalmi you have a similar case. If I'm buying fruits and they can sometimes they're sold for $8 a kilo, I don't know, whatever, expensive fruit, right? And sometimes they sell for 9 and sometimes they sell for 10. So 9, we take the middle price. V'davka beha, aval hamocher shor oy bayi stam v'yosh leshvarim uvatim harbei meireehu garua shebehem. Mareehu shkegef garua shebehem. Says, and it's only in these cases. In most cases, if I was to tell you I'm going to sell you a house, let's say I have 10 houses, right? And I say I'm going to sell you one, I mean the worst one. Right, that's normally the way we'd learn it. Kid Amrin and Hasam, and he brings a proof from Gemara Menachos. And he brings another proof from Moran Avar. Mendarim umiul ma'ide amrinan paradis ani mochel echa afal pisha ein bo remoinim igiu ahi mishum dekai begavak. It is a perek on a kabel. Then he brings a case in later on above Messiah, which is similar to the case we have here. It's about selling an orchard, even if he wasn't in it, even if there aren't any remoinim in it now, we mean a field that's going to grow a mechubad amount of remoinim, of pomegranates. Uvischirus paralim nami dafka lefisha amra kechad ucheshnaim halavachi ein loy laseis ela kepachishabehen. Says, and the Ritva says, the only reason why we make this sort of assessment here is because I'm going to pay you like one of these workers or like that worker, right? Because you said that, we basically, your intent was to pay more. But otherwise, we would have paid you less. Right, so in summary, the Ritva is saying the specific wording lead us to believe that the employer wanted to pay more money. Right? And the Ramban says, no. The specific wording means that there's no specific wording here. In cases of Skiris Poalim, we don't apply Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Araya. The implication of the Ritva is that we do apply Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Araya. Right? I mean, the Ritva is saying that this is not an exception. This is not an unusual point in Dini Momonos, right? It happens to be in this case, right, when you say things this way, you mean the average as opposed to the lowest. That's what you're committing to, right? That's just the simple meaning of the words. But in general, that's not true. And therefore, that is not the case anywhere else. Ramban says, any case of Skiris Poalim, we will not apply Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Araya. That rule does not apply here. Meaning, Hakol Kambino Dina is not a raya. It's a way of removing the requirement for a raya. Everybody understands?
Can you repeat the Ritva?
Yeah. Sorry?
Can you repeat the Ritva?
The Ritva says that Hakol Kambino Gamedina, the Menach Gamedina, is a raya for how much he should be paid. Right? If I indicate I don't want to pay you the slowest possible amount, then how will we determine what I in fact do want to pay you? Yeah. I want to pay you Menach Gamedina. But it's because I indicated I don't want to pay you the lowest possible amount.
So the there's no difference between the two.
So far, there's a big difference. The Ritva says it requires very specific wording to indicate you don't want to pay the lowest possible amount. The Ramban says it doesn't require any specific wording. It's enough that we're dealing with Sefiras Poalim. Or, you know, presumably selling fruits.
Both of them are cases where we're not sure how much he said. But that's the case.
The Ramban doesn't indicate it's specific to the wording, though. The Ritva says, dafka the wording in the Gemara, or, you know, very similar wording. Right, the Ramban says, no, anytime you're hiring workers, hakol kebe'a, anytime it's like this.
Yeah,
any similar situation.
I'm sure what you exactly did. If you would have written down a contract.
Oh, no, sure, in Achinami, yeah. If we have time, we'll get to that question. But at this stage, we're not dealing with, can you vary from that? Right, what we're dealing with is the question of what do these words hakol kebe'a medina means, right? Hmm. Okay, let's skip the run for the moment. I want to look at the riff because the riff says something very interesting. Hakol asli yimai, lasli yehad esan rabbanan asokar asapowel, v'amar loike echad ucheshnaim imbunei ha'ir, noisin loike pachlos shebeskiris divrei, rabbi yoshua v'chamemrim, eshamnim b'neini koitakmara. And then he says, Yerushalmi, we'll look at this Yerushalmi inside in a minute. Amar Rabbi Hoshaya, Zoy Tameras Haminag Mevatel Halacha. Right, he quotes from this, by the way, in of itself is unusual in the Rif. The Rif really very rarely quotes Yerushalmis. But here, not only does he quote Yerushalmi, he quotes Yerushalmi, it's incredibly incendiary. He says, this teaches us a rule. The Torah has rules about how much people are meant to be paid. Right? In this case, the rule which is relevant in some ways, Michaver Alavaraya. Right, this tells us that when there is a common minag, that minag will nullify the halacha. Eitan.
Would that even be for like for if you pay much less than you would need to the halacha, would it just be for more?
It sounds like a general statement, no?
Yeah, but that's even bigger than so just start at a much bigger bit to be that we go against the values of the halacha rather than just the details.
Yeah, I agree with you, but that seems to be what he's saying. If you look in Rabbi Yohanan Milanil, actually let's look in the Rosh, because the Rosh is shorter, then it says the same point, right? The Rosh says, HaKol K'minag HaMedina, HaKol La'asui Mai, La'asui HaDesan Rabbana, Sokras HaPoel, Ve'amar Loike Echad Ocheshnaim, Ibnei Ha'ir, Noiten Loike Pachish Bitzchirus, Divrei Rabbi Yeshua, Chamrim Meshani Meneihem, Yerushalmi Amar Rabbi Yishaya, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Bechol Makoy Memoiti Mechaver Alav Araya, Chutz mizu, zoyse meres, haminag mevata halacha. Says the Rosh, right? The point is that it nullifies hamoiti mechaver al avaraya. Right? Right? Now, what the Rosh is also saying is that it's a more general rule. It's not just saying hamoiti mechaver al avaraya, it's not relevant here. It's saying, minag is mevata halacha, the proof is that we don't apply hamoiti mechaver al avaraya here. But that doesn't, that's not what it means. No? And that, the truth is, Rabbi Yonasan Lilah doesn't say exactly that. Rabbi Yonasan Lilah actually does something, a little different, so we'll look at it inside. Firstly, just explains the Gemara based on what we've set up until now. Says, what does a kol kamina medina means? It means you work out what is the most common minag or the closest to common minag, right, in that city. So you take the lowest and you take the highest and you average between them. Right?
Isn't that different to a median?
Yes, it is. We will get to that in a minute. If we have time, I will get to that. And if I don't have time, we won't get to it. I've got Makoros about that issue about how you exactly you assess the average.
Excuse me.
V'zeu pirush Yerushalmi minag mevata halacha. Af al gav shalacha revachti shamoitzi v'arei l'arvaya v'chimen shasuicher tomen mepachis shaviskirus ratzisi loymar v'chach evanti midvarecha v'apoemar loynis kavanti ila al kol agadol shaviskirus hayana loymar amoitzi mechavir l'arvaya v'lo yitain le'el abekakol apachis lefichach ba'a minag shederek ba'lei badam l'skorpalim pa'amim b'yorker etc. Says the point of minag mevata halacha, even according to Yerushalmi, is just that it gets rid of amoitzi mechavir l'arvaya. Not more than that. Right? And a Rosh says it's more. The Rosh says the proof that Minna can be Mevat HaLacha is that we don't apply Hamitzi Mechaber HaLavarai in this case. So let's look in the Yerushalmi and see what it said.
What else would be enough Minna from Minna Mevat
HaLacha? Very good. So look at the Yerushalmi that I've put, the first Yerushalmi, it's from Yevamos.
Tani Amar Rabbi Yosi, Maise Shehalachti Li Nitzivin, Veraisi Shem Zachin Echad, Venamti Li.
So he says, I went to Nitziv and I saw a zakin, a very old man. Said, do you? And I asked him, Bakilach Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Miyamecha. And he says, I was, he says, do you know, are you aware of Rabbi Yehuda ben Basira? He's a very old man. He says, did you ever meet Rabbi Yehuda ben Basira? Venoimali Rabbi Shechani Ayisi Bein Ve'iri Ve'al Shulchani Haya Tadir. I was a Shulchani. I was a money changer in him. And he came to me for a lot of business. I knew him very well. Right? He says, Venamti lo Raisi Raisa Cholitz Be'amecha? Says, did you ever see a chalitza? Does everybody know what a chalitza is? Yeah. So did you ever see a chalitza take place in the city? What was the chalitza done with? Was it done with a minal, meaning a shoe? Or was it done with a sandal? Right? Now, for the purpose of halacha, right, a shoe is a footwear which has sides, and a sandal is one which does not. Right? So not everything that we call a sandal mismanazer would actually be a sandal in the time of Chazal. For example, kings. If anybody has them, not really sandals. For the purpose of this halacha. Right? Even though they're a little bit open, they have sides. Right? But shorish, on the other hand, is for sure. And now the sandals, specifically in the time of Chazal, just for your general knowledge, actually had straps that went all the way up to the knee.
Like Roman things.
Sorry? Roman. Yeah, the same sort of sandal. Right? It had the straps went around and around the leg, all the way up to the knee. Yeah? And the Gemara, you've almost discussed it. Anyway, okay, fine. Amar li Rebbe v'chiyesh sandal bimkomeinu. Does anybody wear sandals around here? No, we wear shoes. V'amarati mara arei merle marin chalsim minal. Says, but wait, Rabbi Meir said, you don't do chalitza with a shoe. Okay. Rabbi ba Rabbi Bar Yehuda b'shem Rav im yavo al yol v'yorav chalsim minal shem minal. Rabbi ba send name Rabbi Yehuda, so send name Rav. If Eliyahu Navi came tomorrow. And remember that Eliyahu Navi is going to come and he's going to resolve all of our doubts, right? It's a suffix whether you can do chalitza with a shoe or only with a sandal, right? So if Eliyahu Navi came and told us that you can do chalitza with a shoe, we would listen to him. From then on, we could do chalitza with shoes, right? If Lo Aleinu, the situation came up, we could do chalitza with shoes. And he says, She'ein cholzim v'sandal, ein shomin lo. If Eliyahu Navi came and said, my mesorah for Moshe Rabbeinu, he just told me, I was in Shamayim and he told me, just this second, right? That you can't do chalitza with a sandal, you can only do it with a shoe. We would not listen to him. If Eliyahu Navi came and told us that, we would ignore him. Why? Sheharei harabim nagu lachalitz v'sandal, because the minag for everybody was to do chalitza with a sandal. Vehaminhag mevatel es halacha. So, in answer to Jonah's question, how far would this go? The answer is extremely. Right?
This is a halachic minhag.
Yeah, there's nothing to do with b'nei mamona. Right? This is iser veheter proper. I mean, it's in Eben Ezer. But in terms of the character halacha, it's a yoreh de halacha. It's saying a minhag is mevatel halacha. Look, Amri.
Not that minhag Yisrael Torah, because you could just say that.
It's not the same statement. Minhag Yisrael Torah means that the minhag is a good way of proving what the halacha is. Yeah. Right? And this statement is staggering. Right? Now, the reason why the Rosh applies it here is because the Yerushalmi actually does apply it on our Mishnah. Right? Literally, the first thing Yerushalmi says in the Mishnah says, Gemara Amar Rav Hashaya Zoy Samaras Aminag Mevatla Salacha. And Yishalmi has a lot of discussion after that about Hamoiti Mechaber and Me'al Avaraya. But, right, in principle, the Yishalmi doesn't think this is a statement only about the Dinim Amanos. This is a very general rule. No? Okay. Fine. That is that. So, we so far have basically four pshatim. We have what I attributed to Tosis, right, that it's about. It's a way of saying that workers have rights, right? And we can't violate. It's the Ramban who says we don't apply Hamitzi Mechaver Alav Arayat at all. Right? We have the Ritva who says it doesn't mean anything. It's just that Minhag can be a Raya. Minhag Amadina is a good Raya. That's all it means, right? In cases where it's relevant. And then we have the Yerushalmi that says that what our Mishnah means is that when there's a Minhag, so we can just ignore Alacha.
Pretty much never use Minhag Medina. Really?
You would just be like a giving a milta or something, or a help in...
Mm-hmm.
The Ritva quoted the Yerushalmi, didn't
I quote a different Yerushalmi.
So what is the mitzvah to do with this one?
Some of the Rishonim have a different gear than this Yerushalmi. They have the Rishonim, this, they have a gear that says normally Amoitzi Mechaber or Avaraya. Right, so if you fiddle with the order of Yerushalmi, it becomes a less sweeping statement. What we do with the Yerushalmi about Chalitza, I have no idea.
Well,
I mean, you can always just say that's, you know, Yerushalmi, we don't hold that way.
Yeah.
That's always an option. Okay. So one more interesting shita on this issue, right? Hakol la'asay mighty orza ruah, right? La'asuye ba'asra denehigin la'michrach ripsa la'mishdayana anpak la'meza la'davra de'i amar lahu aktima ve'aisi lahu la'kol kimine. So he just, he quotes that more, and he says, sosam lan tana haka da'azinam mina baser min haka. It's not nothing in command, Rashba goymer, im le'hoya tzorek hakol kimine magdina. Fine. And then he says, "Va'amrinan v'gemara la'asuyi mai la'asuyi hadas nana sochor asapol va'amar lei ke'echad ocheshnayim ibnei ha'ir noizen loy bepachis shebiskiris duriya yeshua v'chacham amrim me'sham nimenehem peirush loy bepachis ve'loy beyoser el kaminang emedina beveinoniim le'el nai parachinan adu rabbi shivin lakish po'alim le'lich lich ziheki ne'egi be'ir chadash v'nechsi me'heka deka asa denikutai alma sham inan desvir lei le'stam de talmuda. Says the Orza Ruah something which in Venice I would have said is Pashup Shan this Gemara. Right? That any time you have Dini Mamonos, right? If we're really not sure what the terms of the agreement were, then the answer is whatever is common. Right? That's what I would have said it would invent. That's the Orza Ruah saying, right? The Orza Ruah is saying it's very simple, right? Sometimes you're really not sure. So then there's two ways of dealing with the situation. One way is to say, I'm not going to do anything. Whoever is paying will pay as little as he can reason, as little as we can even semi-reasonably allow him to. Right? But that feels very unfair. Right? And then anyway, it's not very likely. It's not very likely that somebody basically agreed to be cheated. Right? It's much more likely they picked whatever is the most common agreement that exists in that place.
Yeah? I was just going to say, you could see the Hamoitzi Mechaber Olav Araya the other way around because he's done your service.
No, Hamoitzi Mechaver Olav Araya means that we leave everything as it is, all monetary properties exactly as it is, because we don't know what to do with it. Right? I'm not going to force you to pay anybody anything, because I simply don't know if you're obligated. Yeah?
You're Mishavli Benehem. It's not really exactly Mishavli Benehem. It's
saying, you know, some people pay a little bit more, some people pay a little bit less, so you take the whatever's in the middle. It's a reasonable estimate. Right? Based on the Minhag HaMedina, it's a reasonable estimate. There's never going to be a case where there's only two people. Right? If there's only two people, there's no Minhag anyway. Right? That's clearly not the intent. Right? Should be noted, the Orza Ruah does put provisos on this. Right? He says, Hilkach Isbara next to him, right? Simon Reish Pei. Hilkach Isbara Landa Hochen Acha Minhag Le'inyan Dinei Ma'anois Ve'aba Le'shanois HaMinhag Ve'towin Shehisna Be'inyan Acher. The language that Aminag knows, the love Habi Raya says, if you want to say that your agreement was not like the Minag, you have to prove it. Right? Well, it's not that you can't violate the Minag. You can, but you have to prove that was what you wanted. Right? Says Orez Arua. First limitation. He says that this is only true if the minhag makes sense al pi dinei Torah. It can't be something which is a gross violation of what the Torah wants from us. Right? I'm trying to think what's a good example Bisman has there. I have one that's very political, so I'm going to leave it out. It was the point is, the minhag can only be binding if the minhag is something which makes sense al pi Torah. Meaning the minhag doesn't, when we say a minhag mevatel halacha, we don't mean the minhag says there is no Torah. No halacha. Bye-bye Torah, halacha because we have minhag. What it does mean is it means that the minhag can modify the halacha to a similar shape, but it's not exactly what we normally do. It's a similar, you know, it's in the spirit of the law, people would say. Right? It's similar in modern legal systems. We have a concept called binding arbitration. Right? What that means is that instead of going to court, we'll have a much more informal setting where we'll sit across a table and a judge will sit between us. And a judge will basically hear both of our stories and work it out, but without all the formalities of court and without all the expense of a court. There we go. Okay, so now that was the first limitation that the Orza Rule imposed. Right? The second limitation that the Orza Rule imposed is also very important. Right? Vechasav Harav Baruch Mi Regensburg. Right? Zatzal. B'shem Perish Rach. Zatzal. The Rach was one of the very few Perishim that was cut off from Sephardi Rishonim, let's go with North African Rishonim. Right? That was common in Ashkenaz. So the Bali Tos, a lot of Bali Tos said the Rach. Yeah? Yes. My Rabbi Nochanan was a North African Rishon. He was the Rebbe of... No.
The Rif.
The Rimigash was the Talmud of the Rif. Right? The Rach was the Rebbe of the Rif. Right? And the Rach, right, is really the only parish which is common in... the parish of North African Rishon or a Sephardi Rishon which is common in Ashkenaz prior to the 12th century. Right? The Smag was really the one who brought the Ramah in. Yeah? So he says, right, Visharim de Rabbi, right? Rabbi Chaygon, it was also written by Rabbi Chaygon, de Lishanoi Saminag Afilu Bemigo Eino Neman. And says the Orza Ruah, the Orza Ruah starts talking about how do you get out of this? Right? How do you get out of this? So he says, you can't do it with amigo. You need to have a stronger right than amigo, meaning you need edus. Or a shtar. Right? Otherwise, you have nothing. Now, note, he does say, if you go to look at the previous piece, avalim ba'ul la'ir she'yesh ba minag acher, no again, ke minag ha'ir she'ba'ul. He says, it has to be the minag where you are, not where you come from. Right? When we say akol ke minag ha'medina, means the minag where all this is happening, not the minag where we talked originally. Right, if we talked in a different city, that doesn't count, yeah?
So is it based on saying that we're not sure, as in this case that we're not sure what this says, we say that we kind of based on the man, is it because we say that that's what we assume they stipulated, or is it we don't know, and since there's doubt, we'll just give them that? And an afternoon would be, let's say, they're both in different cities, for example, and they didn't know the name.
No, I think he's saying it's more like a standard contract. I think so, yeah. In other words, it's like a housing agreement, right? Most countries have basically a standard housing agreement that's imposed by law, which can then be varied. But well over 90% of housing contracts follow the standard agreement. That's the truth in New York, that's true here, that's true in Australia. I have no idea what the case is in England. Right? Almost all housing agreements actually just follow a standard contract, even though you're allowed to vary. Right? Because once the law has laid something down, then that's standard, so people just tend to go along with it. Right? So, for example, our housing contract stated that we have the right to air conditioning. Right? We have the right to have air conditioning installed in the building. There wasn't air conditioning in our apartment. So we made the owner install air conditioning for us because that was what the contract said he had to do. Why? Because housing law in New York says that he has to. Right? Now, he could have taken it out. Right? He could have taken it out of the contract, and if we'd signed the contract, it would have been fine. But he didn't. Yeah? I said that was when we were living in New York. Bezeder. That seems to be Shitas Orza Ruah. The Orza Ruah is saying generally in Dini Momonos, meaning he's not saying the super limited Pshat of the Ritva, that it only applies in cases where the person who's paying clearly didn't want to pay the lowest possible price. And he's not saying the Ramban, that this is only a case of workers' contracts and similar agreements. He's saying much more than that. He's saying any monetary agreement will be dictated by the Minag HaMedina unless we know otherwise. Right? Unless we can prove otherwise. Right? Now, one more shita on this issue. Right? The Rambam. Hasocher es hapoalim ve'amar lehem lahashkim la'arif. Right? The Rambam says, if you would hire people and you said them, tell them to get up or to get up to get up and come earlier or to stay later. You can't force them to do it if the minag is against it. Makash Nagal Lazun, Yazun, Lasapik, Grogris of a Bestmorium, the Khayotzbehan, the Poalim, Yasapik, Akolka Mina Medina. And whatever is the minhag for you to feed them, you have to feed them. Now let's look at the next halach in the Rambam. I've separated them, which I'm now thinking was a mistake, but whatever. But Hasokhar is a poel. The Amar Loi. Ke'echad ucheshnayim ibnei ha'ir, rowin apochi shebeschirus ve'ayeser shebeschirus ha'meshamnim b'neihem. Right, says the Rambam, if I hired a worker and I said, like one, that worker or like that worker, so we take a look at that worker and we take a look at that worker and we work out the average between them, and that's how much I pay you. What's missing? Firstly, Hakol Kaminag HaMedina isn't mentioned. And secondly, and more importantly, right? We can't possibly be talking about a minag because the Rambam's actually talking about two workers. Right? Meaning the Rambam is saying that the payment that the worker receives is not determined by Minag HaMedina. That really is determined by our agreement, and we will try to work out what the agreement was. Right? What is determined by Minag HaMedina? The terms of employment. Right? No? If you look at the Ramach that I quoted from the Shita Mekubetzes, the Ramach, by the way, is the Ramah. Like the Yad Ramah. Yeah. Hasokhar es ha-poalim le-melacha le-achto istam ve-riba v'scharan yoyser mimina gisroa mimina g-shashar poalim edina v'istam ve-achar scharan amar lehem le-ashkin laharav yoyser mimina g-shar poalim e-ir eino yachal le-chofan al-kach. It says, let's say, right, I hired workers to do something for me, and I told them I'm going to pay them 50% more than is average. Can I now demand 50% more work? The answer is no. Right, so he's learning this Gemara as really, it's really saying that the terms are subject to minag, irrelevant of the payment. Right, the terms of employment are determined by standard practice. Right? And just to drive point that home, in the next piece from the Shidduch Megaveh, it says the Rash David said, "Kein near is Rash im noagim medina ksasim benayin ksasim lemaila ilamata sheroili daik tzara shav shevahen aval ein zeharas lashen akol kminag." Says it makes sense that if we're really not sure how much somebody would pay, we'd go for what is the average price in that place. But that's not what the words akol kminag medina means. Hakol kminag medina in the Mishnah is not talking about that. It's not talking about the rate at which a poel is paid, because it's not relevant, right? Hakol Kaminag HaMedina is saying these are the legally mandated terms of employment, not it's an assumption, right? Which, by the way, does get us onto the question that we've discussed up until now a little bit, but we haven't really gotten to, right? Can you vary it, right? Can, if they make a prior agreement that the workers are going to have to work far, much longer hours and won't get fed, right? Is that agreement valid? Right, so according to the Rash David, and I'm going to advance according to the Rambam, the answer is no, right? The terms of employment are whatever is common in that place, and the workers, even if they want to, can't waive that. I mean, they can choose not to enforce the obligation, right? But they can't sign away their right to it.
Just because Rambam says nothing.
What? I think that it's similar to the Rash David in terms of his reading of the Pshat, right? He says that this issue of Meshamnin has nothing to do with Aminah Gaminina, right? That is, Harry, you got a question? Okay. That is as opposed to, and that is consistent with the Tosfos we saw at the beginning of this year, as opposed to the Ramban and the Ritva, right, and for sure the Orzarua, right, who all say that Hakol Kaminag, I mean, the Orzarua, like I said, says a standard agreement, but it can be varied, right? The Ritva says Bichlal, it's a raya for what they agreed, not even the strongest possible raya. And the Ramban seems to be saying it means that we don't apply the rules of Hamotzi Michaver Ola Araya. But one or another, none of them are saying that it means that it gives the worker what we would call these days inalienable rights. Right? like I said, a very, very fundamentally different read of what is going on in the Mishnah. I think I'm going to not move into the issue of how we calculate the payment because I've already been going for 45 minutes. Shkoyach, gentlemen.